This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. All right, crammed into our studios right now, along with me and Anthony, one upright bass, one fiddle, a guitar, a banjo, a mandolin, and five of the most talented bluegrass musicians we've had the privilege of hosting. They are Della May. We'll talk to them in a moment, but they're here live performing the title track off their latest album, This World Oft Can Be.
This world oft can be a down and lonesome place to be. And I keep my door, I'm glad to have your company. Hang up your coat on a peg in the wall, sit up your feet and stay for a while. The lines on your face tell me something's troubling. Has the day and its weight made you feel old again? Like a pile of kindling, watch the flames are flickering. On the wall, pieces of a time when we stood tall. Now by the fireside, sing me a song, I'll sing you mine. Time disappears when I hear these melodies. Troubles are gone, there's not a thing to worry. Don't be afraid of the gathering tide, it ebbs and flows and never dies.
That's Della May,
yeah,
performing the title track off their new album, This World Oft Can Be. It's just been nominated for Boston Music Award for Song of the Year. Della May was also recently named Best Emerging Artist of 2013 by the International Bluegrass Music Association. They're performing tonight at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge. Della May, welcome. That was so fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, so Della May is the band name, but we got five of you here. So Kimber Ludeker on fiddle. Hi there, Kimber.
Hi.
Celia Woodsmith on lead vocals and guitar. Hi.
Hello.
Courtney Hartman on guitar and banjo. Shelby Means on upright bass. And Jenny Lynn Gardner on mandolin. So hello, officially,
hi,
everybody. Great to have you. So beautiful song, beautiful music. It's amazing to me that this band and what you do emerged from, as I've read, what began as a joke. This thing that you call mangrass. What's mangrass, Kimber?
Well, we've all played music for a long time, and this band sort of stemmed from an idea of all females playing really hard-driving, traditional bluegrass music. But wearing full power suits and not ever smiling and stuff. And we're all big bluegrass fans, and so it was kind of stemmed from the idea of having an alter ego band, but having the alter ego band just be the band.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. For people who are sort of outside the world of bluegrass, I mean, how much of it is, you know, very male, very testosterone-driven? Is it tough to be a female bluegrass musician?
Well, not anymore, really. It's becoming... I think the reason that it's been traditionally a male-dominated style of music is because of the difficulty in playing it. It really involves a lot of really tough, hard instrumental capability. And I don't know. I just think it was a kind of music that just happened to be invented by men. There's mm-hmm. been a lot of female bluegrass singers and a lot of side women who have emerged throughout the years, but not a whole lot of all-female bands.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that, forgive me, I'm battling a bit of a cold here, so I sound like a frog squalling into my throat, so listeners, forgive me. But that's exactly one of the things that's so remarkable about you is I know that everyone introduces you as the female bluegrass band, which is, you know, one of your defining features, but it's the music, you know, more than just being all female, yeah. which is really, really wonderful. But before we hear you play a little bit more, Kimber, how did you find the rest of the band? How did you all find each other and come together?
After I had the idea of the band, I just looked to friends in the musical community. I would say, hey, do you know a mandolin player who's a woman who can just shred solos? And a couple different people were like, oh, Jenny Lynn Gardner. She lives in Tennessee. And so I called up Jenny, and she literally just moved to Boston to join the band. She barely met us before she made that decision. So, you know, all of these ladies are, I guess, connected to stories that I've heard from other people. I've always heard of these ladies before I met them.
A mandolin player who can shred. I love that. The transition from Tennessee to Boston must have been an easy one.
Well, I tell you what. I learned how to get around in snow in my 3 years here, and growing up down in the South, in South Carolina, I had never really been exposed to snow or shoveling snow or getting around in it, so I have that experience to take with me for a lifetime.
All right, so let's hear a little bit more music from Della May. You guys are going to be playing Turtle Dove. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Sure. Well, I'm Celia. I wrote the song actually on a bit of a vacation. My fiancé works at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and he was at Pearl Harbor and asked me to come along with him. So he went to work all day, and I stayed at the hotel and did a little bit of work, quote unquote. But so this song did actually come out of that little vacation in Hawaii. So
all right.
It's called Turtle Dove.
This is Della May off their new album, This World Oft Can Be.
One, two. Turtle Dove, you wake me with a melancholy cry as the sun greets the sky and the dawn defeats the night. Do you try to wake me from my sleep to open the windows and they're watching as I lay my head to rest at night when my sadness tries to confess as it hung above me as I dream. Oh, turtle dove, I am not what I seem. Ooh, oh, turtle dove, I am not what I seem. I would fall like Icarus, despairing of my plight. The soles of my feet are heavy on the ground, but when I close my eyes, I am heaven bound. Ooh, when I close my eyes, I am heaven bound. Thank you.
safety and peace of mind. To find fields of plenty and peace of mind. To find fields of plenty and peace of mind.
Della May performing Turtle Dove off their new album, This World Oft Can Be. They are live in our studios. Terrific song. Thank you so much. So there's so much to talk to you about the music that you play, but also the sort of what you represent beyond just being the female bluegrass band. Because I understand that it wasn't that long ago you took an international trip to what, Pakistan and Central Asia?
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, actually, a year ago, I believe we may have just departed to Uzbekistan. We started off in Pakistan, in Islamabad, and from there, over the next 6 weeks, we went to six different countries: Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. I can't believe I can remember all of that, but all of those countries do exist.
And this was on a State Department trip.
Yes, it was a State Department trip, and it was kind of a program called American Music Abroad. So actually, quite a few Boston bands have done that that trip, and it totally changed our lives.
Well, I was, for example, I heard an interview that you did while you were in Pakistan, and you had performed at an all-women's university or college, and you played Turtle Dove, didn't you? You just played that song. Yeah, and what was the reaction?
Well, it was funny because before, this was right off the plane, and they were like, okay, so, you know, if you want, we can do this show today, but the show had to be moved to right a couple hours after we got off the plane. So we were like, okay, we're going to do this. So we went to the university and we're having tea in the back room and we just hear these screams and rumblings and people pounding on doors. And we're like, what is going on out there? And it turned out that the girls were so excited to see us that they were literally busting down the doors to the auditorium. So they were like, we're going to have to let these ladies in. So they let them in. We started playing that song. And it was honestly like we were the Beatles. I mean, there is just screaming throughout the song. But the ooze on that song, I think they particularly connected with because it was something they could latch right onto, that sort of melodic riff in there. And, you know, they do understand English. Right. But for us, it was like that immediate connection. They would sing along.
Now, that's so that trip, not only were you doing sort of outreach to the types of audiences that you're talking about, but I understand that it sort of bled back a little bit into your music. You have a song that you do in Urdu?
Yes.
That's one of the main languages, or if not the main language spoken in Pakistan. So bluegrass Urdu, hit me.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear
it?
All right, great. So Shelby normally does a very good translation of this song because I always forget what it means, but it is called Lab Payati. It's by the national poet of Pakistan, Allama Iqbal. And we actually do this song quite often, and it's a nice reminder of our time there. So Shelby.
And we do the first verse of the song, which is translated to mean, there's a prayer at the edge of my lips so that my life may be likened to a flame. I'd like to go out and light up the entire world and all of the cosmos and all of the people within it. And here's Lab Payati.
Lab Payati Heidua Ban Ketamana Meri Zindagi Shamma Kesura Thank you.
I do believe that was a first for our show, a bluegrass band singing a song in Urdu. You heard it here on Radio Boston. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So that leads me to the last question I have for you guys. I mean, your music is definitely has that bluegrass soul. But as you know, bluegrass as a genre has really been sort of adopted by mainstream musicians. It's kind of hit the big time outside of pure bluegrass from everything from what Taylor Swift had a banjo player on stage, or mm-hmm. or Mumford and Sons, those mm-hmm. guys. What do you make of that? Do you think that you'd rather sort of stick closer to home in terms of traditional bluegrass, or are you more open to stepping outside and mixing it up?
I think we're completely open. Mm-hmm. You know, we love to write as a band, and that's something that's really important to us.
We've all definitely had bluegrass as our foundation or one of our foundations. But like Kimber said, we all write our own music for the most part mm-hmm. and come from different directions, whether it be a little bit of blues background or that kind of stuff. And so it's really cool to see bluegrass kind of getting a little bit of the limelight of mainstream music. Mm-hmm. We're excited about that for sure.
Yeah. And in general, the music is so mutable. You know, you can really do whatever you want with it. And that's what we found on that trip, is that people can understand it anywhere. So if we can take what we have of that foundation, expand upon it, there's no really stopping it. It right. can be really amazing to see what can happen.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have all of you here today. If you just let Anthony and I wrap up the show a little bit, I'd love it if you guys played us out on something, okay?
Absolutely.
So, Kimber Ludeker, Celia Woodsmith, Courtney Hartman, Shelby Means, and Jenny Lynn Gardner, they are Della May. Their new album is This World Oft Can Be, and they're performing tonight at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge. There's more information on our website about them, radioboston.org. Thank you so very much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you very much.
If you feel like voting for Song of the Year by Della May, we won't say no, so check out Boston Music Awards and feel free to click your fingers on that there.
All right.
All right, and with that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Della May, play us out.
Of a hill born out of a gypsum mine, held at once 300 souls and none of them were mine. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering the land that sleeps. Once it was a lively place, now just tumbleweeds. The houses are silent, quiet, hid as thieves. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering the land that sleeps. Of the miners' callous tales, women who planted the seed on the land, empire made its end. Once you're gone, you cannot go back. The locks, they have all froze. The lid upon the coffin, now it has been closed. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. The men who built the empire up from the ground missed the cracks in the foundation when blowing it up or down. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. The miners' callous hands, the women who